And his aunt, he says he comes to sing at Florida Folk Festival because he loves playing here. And the feeling is mutual, Don. He's accompanied by Tim DeMuss and Marty Schumann. Oh, I did? Oh. Well, can't I let him come anyway? Will they mind? Will you mind?
They won't mind, baby.
I'm coming up. I'm bringing on Don Grooms.
We have a banjo picker too. Marty belongs to me. This is an old traditional American fiddle tune. Fellow going through Arkansas, he ran across this old Arkansas farmer and started asking him some questions. Started out as a dance tune, goes like this. Say, Tim, I see your corn turned out awful little and yeller this year.
Well, Don, that's because I planted the little yeller kind.
Tell me, Tim, does this road out here go to Gainesville, Florida?
That road right out there?
Yeah.
I've been here all weekend. I ain't seen it go nowhere yet.
Now, what I mean to say is, can I take this road out here to Gainesville?
No, you better leave it there. All of us folks might need it when we got to go back to Gainesville. Tell me, what would you say if I told you I saw Whistler's mother walking down the street?
Well, I'd say she was off her rocker.
Tell me, Don, do y'all shoot a dog with a broken leg around here?
No, we generally use a gun.
No, what I mean is, I heard you had to shoot your dog the other day, and I wonder, was he mad?
Well, let's say he was more surprised than pleased. Say, Tim, this looks like a good place to raise poultry.
I know about that, too. Twould be, but the chickens all eat them up. Tell me, Don, can you tell me how deep the Suwannee River is right out here?
It is water all the way to the bottom. Let's see. I see you're going fishing. Have you got worms?
Yep, but I'm going fishing anyway just as soon as I get some bait. Do you think that fiddler knows a way to take this thing home?
I think that's the best idea I've ever heard tonight.
Thank you all.
It's Dave Gancars on the fiddle from way down South Florida. On the bass here, we got Tim DeMass, the chicken plucker from Worcester, Ohio. And, of course, the Marty Schumann on banjo, auto harp. And
Miami.
Miami, yeah. This little song I wrote for my mother, who raised all us kids up in the hills of North Carolina on an income of $20 a month. When my brother's clothes finally got down to me, there wasn't much left, but she would patch them and wash them and say, you wear them and you walk proud. Called Walk Proud, my son. Well, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. The closest store was 35 miles away. Although I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head high. On telephone, seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, hold your head up high.
Nice to see you all are alive, even though there's a little nip in the air.
Music lovers. I used to know a woman named Virginia. Well, her name wasn't Virginia, but I changed it to Virginia to protect the innocent. She was the kind of woman that didn't even like Tim DeMass, and you don't find many of those. But I call this song, you've all heard the song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. This one is entitled, They'll Have to Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Because as Don taught me, never call a woman a lady unless you can prove it.
They'll have to carry me back to
old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone.
Well, I once loved a girl named Virginia. Told me I was perfect as could be. So I married her and 5 minutes later she was changing all the things wrong with me.
They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone.
She stopped all my drinking and my gambling, at least all that she could see and hear. I wish that she could see me there in that bar room, winning $10 for chug-a-lugging beer.
They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am,
fishing is a thing that she despises. And hunters, they drive her up the wall. She thinks all card players ought to be executed. And that's why Virginia's got no friends at all. They'll have to
carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone.
Now we all know the world was made for living. It's only our minds that make us cry. We are programmed for loving and giving. We're not about to lay down and die. They'll have to
carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. I said I'd rather stay here all alone.
Thank you.
Music lovers. About a year ago, Tim and I took a trip down the Suwannee River and discovered that we were the only wildlife on the river. There were no snakes, no birds, no fish, nothing. So I went home and wrote a song called Farewell to the Suwannee River.
Saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River,
or is she saying goodbye to me?
We're taking one last ride down that last wild river
in what used to be the land of the free.
Now I still remember the first time I saw her, first time that she saw me. We could still drink her water and paddle out upon her, cause we both were wild and free. I see a dead fish float by my leaky old boat, and I wonder if what I see is all that's left of the old Suwannee River, or all that is left of me. So we're saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River, or is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river in what used to be the land of the free. Rolling real slow. And if South Florida don't steal her water, she'll reach the Gulf of Mexico. And I just hope Stephen Foster don't hear how we lost her, how we done his Mammy River wrong. But if the businessmen get her, then she won't be a river, she'll just be another folk song. We're saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River, or is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river in what used to be the land of the saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River, or is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river, and what used to be the land of the free. Yeah, in what used to be the land of the free.
End up with a song I wrote when I went over to Waldo to catch the train to Miami. And they said the train don't stop in Waldo anymore. So I got irritated and went home, wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. They immediately restored service to Waldo. Well, the greatest train that ever run down American railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear her whistle blow. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. She hauled oranges, she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles way back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. See her old smokestack blazing, watch them big steel drivers roll. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. You know people line the railroad track to watch the OBS go by. She made grown men shiver and little babies cry. She shook the ground around small towns 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. You know she took a lot of people from all of them Florida towns to the sights of New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. Watch it now. Well, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. That's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Well, I'm going down Florida, gonna get me some sand in my shoes. Said I'm going down Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Talk about your ramblin', she's the fastest train on that line. I said, talk about your ramblin', she's the fastest train on that line. She's that Orange Blossom Special, rolling down the seaboard line. Marty Schiller. Well, the greatest train that ever run down American railroad track was that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. And now that old Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And that Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. I said that Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. Thank you very much. Good night.
We'll be back tomorrow. We trust y'all will too.
I went back and apologized to the new Sand Mountain Wildcats, and they said that it was perfectly all right for me to skip them, that all they had was time to wait. So let's welcome Ernie Williams, Rob Levine, Shelley Yeager, Darlene Cordial, Bill Dudley, who make up this fine group from down near Tampa, the little place called Loops. Clap them on to the stage. Aren't they good looking?
Oh, yeah.
They are all professors.
Hello?
Purple mic on the bass.
No purple mic. Won't work. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I need a mic on the bass.
Okay, you're into it. The brown one. Welcome to the continuing. Hello, is this one on?
Yeah.
Welcome to the continuing saga of sound systems. Really, the thing about that is that you have to appreciate the guys, you know, coming down and doing this, because if they don't do the sound system right, no matter what we do, it won't sound good. But conversely, if we sound bad, it's not necessarily their fault, you know?
I'm happy. I think so. Is this on now?
What you gonna do for a mic?
Just come talk into that.
Got no mic.
Do it. I'll turn this on.
There's no switch on these mics, they're on.
This one is not on. Is it? Is mine on? Didn't sound like it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't just sing, I just play the guitar.
Well, that's all.
Hey. Can you hear me? Oh, good, good. This next bit that I'm about to do, I would like to dedicate to my cousin Thelma, who, when it comes to storytelling, has been an inspiration to me. First of two-part story. You hear the second part tomorrow night. Gather around, all you children. 'Cause your old Uncle Remus got a little story to tell y'all, and it goes like this. Br'er Fox was always fixing ways to catch Br'er Rabbit. So one day he went to work, and he got him some tar, and he mixed it with some turpentine, and he fixed up a contraption what he called a tar baby. And he took this here tar baby, and he sought her in the big road. And then he lay off in the bushes for to see what was going to be. And he didn't have to wait long, neither, because by and by, here come Br'er Rabbit prancing down the road. Lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity, just as sassy as a jaybird. Br'er Rabbit come up on the tar baby, and he say, "Morning." Tar baby, he don't say nothing. And Br'er Fox, he lay low. Now Br'er Rabbit commenced to get mighty angry, and he say, "Didn't you done hear me say howdy? Is you deaf? If you is, I can holler louder." Then, to his amazement, the tar baby sat up on his little behind legs, and he say, "Shh, Br'er Rabbit. I's getting ready to listen to my very favorite singing group, the New Sand Mountain Wildcats. I can hear Master Ernie right now."
Mm-hmm.
till that first day of July. Well, I gamble up in England, and I gamble down in Spain, and I gamble with five aces, and I gamble my last game.
Next song that we're about to do is called Gypsy Joe, and it was written by Ernie along with a lady named Renee Ashley. And Gypsy Joe is a song that we're real proud to do. It starts off with a fiddle tune called Frosty Morn. Hope you like it.
Thank you. a one-man magic show, when they call him Gypsy Joe. Some folks say he'll cheat you if he can. Secret pockets in his seams, velvet patches on his jeans. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. All girls put glitter in their hair. Long and lean and full of fight. Eyes like moonstones in the night. Don't think twice to drink his potion if you dare. Big black boss and yellow dog. Painted wagon through the fog. Like a thunderstorm, he haunts the mountain land. Don't know what his potion's for, but a lock your dollar's boy. Here comes that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. Gypsy Joe. Some folks say he'll cheat you if he can. Secret pockets in his seams, velvet patches on his jeans. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man.
We'd like to do for you. We'd like to do this as a Mother's Day song, even though Mother's Day is past. And it's called The Sweetest Gift. I think you'll see why it's a Mother's Day song after we do it.
Oh, we'd like to bring a friend
down. Yeah, how about
Jim Strickland? Oh, Jim Strickland, a good friend of ours, helps us on this song. We couldn't do it without him. Some of you may know him as Mr. Ethnic. Ha, ha, ha.